Chapter 3. What is lust? The ancient Bhagavad Gita takes the form of a long conversation between the Lord and the warrior Arjuna. As Arjuna inquires about the spiritual truths of existence, the Lord offers important insights into the nature of lust. Arjuna, a great disciple of the Lord, is rebelling against his responsibility to fight a major battle because many of the enemy are his family members, mentors, and friends. At the last minute, poised for battle, Arjuna refuses to fight. Paralyzed by grief and anguish, he asks the Lord, who is playing the role of his charioteer, to explain what he should do. In one particular verse, Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, text 36, Arjuna inquires, "By what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force?" Arjuna wants to know what causes human beings to act in harmful ways, despite their good intentions. Indeed, do we not all wonder at times what causes us to act against our better judgment? Have we not all said to ourselves, "Why did I do that? Why did I hurt that person? Why did I fly off the handle?" We want to be ethical and moral, and we want to live an exemplary life, no longer taking drugs, drinking, insulting our spouse, being a chauvinist, or abusing others. But despite the fact that we promised ourselves never to engage in such behavior again, we still persist in the same undesirable patterns. Arjuna wants to know what provokes such contrariness. In the next verse of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord gives the answer, explaining to Arjuna that lust only is the cause of our sinful behavior. Originally, we come into contact with lust just by being born into this world, a place where our eternal love of God turns into lust simply by its encounter with material energy. That is to say, our inherent natural love for God becomes lust, just as milk turns into curd when it comes into contact with lemon juice. Lust is actually an egocentric misdirection of the love that is our birthright, a love inherent in all creation. Because we are part and parcel of a loving God, in our natural state we share in that love. Here, in the material world, though, we are not in our natural state, and the self-centered energy of lust has caused us to forget our birthright.